Good morning, welcome back to Nachi Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mishlei Perek Yudches, the 18th chapter in the book of Mishlei. This perek is 24 psukim long and can be divided roughly into three sections. Each of the sections actually ends with a sentence which includes the word ach. It is used as the word brother, which shows and denotes connection. We'll see that each of the sections ends with that particular word. The first nine psukim, Aleph to Tes, are about disparaging indulgent foolishness. The fool is described as somebody who brings shame upon themselves. A person doesn't really think so much about their lives and ends up hurting themselves. He describes the words of the Ksil, the one who is a fool, to be shallow and empty, whereas the words of the Chacham are deep and flowing with meaning. The second section is a lot more positive. Rather than disparaging the fools, the second section from Perek Posuk Yud to Yud Tes, 10 to 19, focuses on the greatness of trust in Hashem. It focuses on the one whose success is his realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of their life. And finally, the last section, Chof to Chof Dada, the last five psukim, are a discussion about loyalty, and whether it be loyalty to a spouse, loyalty to a friend, and the care for one's speech, which holds the key to those relationships. If we're going to focus on a few psukim in particular, let's focus on the very famous first pasuk of this parak, and it reads, L'ta'ava yavakesh nifrad, that if a person seeks indulgence, seeks enjoyment in this world, then they will want to be separate. Ba'al b'chol toshiya yiskala, he disdains from all competence. He disdains all competence. What is going on over here? So the Gemara actually denotes that this is in Nazir, Chav Gimel Amud Beis tells us this refers to Lot. Lot wanted to satiate himself, so he left Abraham, Leta'avo, for his desire, Yavakesh Nifrad. He wanted to separate himself from his teacher and his uncle. And that's why the end of the pasuk says, V'chol toshiya yiskala, shniskala kolona bevate knesios uvevate midrashios. And in the end of the day, his embarrassment, his shame is told in every base medrash because his two children are called Ammon and Moab, which indicate in the very names that they come from their own father, their father is essentially also their grandfather, Me'av. And therefore the disgrace of his seeking a place of desire ultimately produced a shame that is born for all generations because of his desire. What is really being said over here, and just to understand this in very, very basic terms, is that to the degree that we focus on our physicality, on our chomrius, to the degree that we focus on that, that is the place in this world that separates us. To the degree we focus on our spirituality, that is the place that unites us. Which means, if we think about it from this perspective, the more we focus on our chomrius, as an example, so let's imagine you are going to shul and it's Rosh Hashanah time, and there are many hundreds of other people sitting in the same hall. To the degree you focus on the chomrius, the air conditioning, the feel of the seat, the amount of squashiness in the room, the way the chazan is davening, the length of the speech, when you focus on these things, you will always be at odds with somebody else because people have different wants and whims and wills. But to the degree a person will focus on the spirituality, on that level, what one's soul needs, what a person is trying to aspire to, want to wish to, will to aspire to, is actually very similar on the spiritual level, and therefore one will find much more in common and be able to suffer through or be able to get through what may have been disturbing if the focus was on the chomrios. And this is true about anything, that being together with other people, certainly in spiritual endeavors, requires a little bit of sacrifice or lack of focus on the chomrios in order to be able to get there. To the degree that we focus on the physicality is the degree we focus on what separates us. Very powerful, powerful idea over here, which essentially gives rise to the word ego. To the degree you focus on the ego is the degree that will separate us. Let's move to Pasuk Dalet, very beautiful Pasuk. Mayim amukim divrei piyish, the deep waters are the words of a man. V'nachal noveya mekor chachma, the flowing stream is a fountain of wisdom. You'll notice that there's a difference in description over here. The first part of the Pasuk is talking about deep waters. The other one is talking about a spring which comes forth. It could be the same thing, but it sounds like these are actually different sources of water. What is being described to us right now? So, the Metzudas explains that it refers to whether we're talking about the Chochmas HaTorah or the Chochmah in the world around us. When it comes to Torah wisdom, that's the end of the pasuk. It's like a ebbing spring. It is innate within us to reveal our desire and our knowledge of Torah. Where we want to tap into it, then it is there, it is available for us, if we want to. When it comes to other wisdoms, yes, we certainly have proclivities towards them, but it requires a little more work. It's not as innate to us. That's why it is that when a child is in the womb, they learn the entire Torah, and the process of coming across a chiddush in Torah is not one of revelation, but rather recognition, because they're recognizing something which was already in them, yet at this point in time buried. But that is not true necessarily about other chachma. That's the way the Mitzvah looks at it. However, the Malbim says, no, it's not referring to different types of wisdom. It's referring to whether you are the giver or the recipient. If you are the person trying to find chachma within yourself, it is natural. It's like a wellspring. If you just find the source, it's there. You can find it. For the person on the outside, sometimes it requires its deep water, which means it requires using a rope and a bucket and pulling out of the well and getting to access it. And we know this to be the truth. When we have ideas in and of ourselves, an idea can remain so pristine that we tell it to others and people just misunderstand us. They hear only the words we're saying and they don't hear the words we're trying to say. When we hear other people, all we hear is what they say. We don't hear what they want. And so therefore, it requires a little more to extract the meaning of the words from another person than it is to understand the chachmah within oneself. And that's a great lesson in empathy the Malbim is teaching us. Finally, the last pasuk we're going to focus on are two more psukim right now, actually. Pasuk Chof Aleph is Mavis v'chayim b'yad loshon. Death and life are in the hands of the tongue. V'aver yoichal pirya, and those who love her will eat its fruit. The Midrash tells us a remarkable thing. The Midrash in Tehillim Lamedtes Beis tells us about there was a king of Persia who had a terrible mortal disease, and the doctor said that the only way you're going to be saved from this is by drinking lion's milk. That presents a little bit of a safety issue because it's not so easy to be able to get a lion's milk. So he put up a price on that and said, anybody who can get this to me will get so such and such money and a position. And in fact, there was one individual who had the gall to do this, and he went there and he went to the king and he said, if all you need to do is you give me, if you provide for me 10 izim, 10 goats, I will do this. And that's what he did. He went to the lion's den, and the first day he put a goat out there, and the lion came and got it. The next day he put a goat there and stood a little closer, and a lion came and ate it. And 10 days later he was practically by the lion while the lion was eating the goat, and was able to nurse the lion because the lion had grown his trust. That night the man went to sleep having his gourd of milk, of lion's milk, which was going to bring back to the king, and all the body parts were busy to go having the after party in his dream. And all of them started talking to each other. And the legs said, you know, I was the one who ran there. The seichel said, I was the one that thought up this plan. And the arm said, well, I was the one who orchestrated this plan. And the tongue said, well, I'm stronger than all of you. And all the limbs laughed at the tongue and said, well, you had nothing to do with this. You were not part of this plan at all. It didn't involve any speech. So the tongue says, well, just wait and see. The next day, the man's about to give the milk to the king. The king says, what is this? And the man says, this is, and the tongue blurts out, dog's milk. The king says, traitor, treason. You take goats from me, throws them in prison to be executed the next morning. That night in the dream, they come back and all the limbs are now at the behest of the poor tongue. And they say, you know, we're right. We realize, we recognize you are right. We are subservient to you. Please take us out of this. And in fact, the next morning, the tongue goes, and as the man is about to be executed, he turns to the king and says, I will request one last opportunity to speak. And he explained that, you know, in our language, we call a cow a dog, and I was really referring to this as really a lion's milk, and he was rewarded and ultimately was saved. And this is what the Midrash says, that the Chayv HaMoves Biyad HaLoshon, is that yes, you can do the most miraculous things in this world, but all you need is the tongue, which can destroy and create worlds around us. This is the Shmiras HaLoshon talks about this, because of the ability of taking the most pristine achievement and destroying it, and taking the most terrible situation and alleviating it. Why? Through the tongue. Finally, the last point to focus on in this perek is Pasuk Chof Beis that we're going to look at today. Of course, this is an introduction to learn many more of the psukim inside. The Pasuk says, Motza Isha, Motza Tov, a person who finds a woman, finds good, V'yofek, Rotzoin Me'ashem, and he takes out the will from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is being referred to over here, obviously, is referred to in both directions, but what's interesting to me is the idea that it talks about the idea of a zivug, of a marriage, of a shidduch, being described as motza, as finding. Why is that so? It's interesting that this actually is the introductory pasuk, one of the introductory pasukim, which is used in the tanaim, in the conditions which are read before a marriage, or technically at the beginning of an engagement. And This pasuk is quoted. Why? Says the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, because ultimately there's what's called Zivug Rishon and Zivug Sheni. That means to say that there's a person, there's one neshama which a person is intended to find in this world. And not all the time do they find that, because sometimes they aren't living up to the projected image of who they should be by the time they are of marriageable age. At that point in time, they are not living up to it. They were not using their potential. They made decisions which are not in line with who they could, should, and would be. And therefore, they miss the opportunity and marry somebody who's also good for them. Not that the, with a capital T, the person that was intended for them, but the pool of what's called Zivug Sheni, which most people are in the pool of, which is somebody who one has to work on the relationship to get there. It wasn't 100% perfectly aligned. There's a lot of work to be done based on their ma'asim. So what the Al-Sheikh points out in this is that why is it talking about over here matzah isha matzah tov, that a person finds a spouse is yofek ratzon me'Hashem, is bringing out this expression of Hashem's ratzon of will. That's because when a person really lives up to the life they're supposed to be it a woman, be it a man, and they are zoichim to be the person that they were projected to be at birth, then ultimately they can find their real zivug, the zivug rishon, without having to go to the level of zivug sheni, which is being discussed in the Gemara, and of course the Al-Sheikh talks about over here. This is a little bit of a whetting of the appetite to learn, of course, much more in this very beautiful perek, as we've been learning in all of them. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.